vastgesteld. Andere populaire Europese bestemmingen waar rijken naartoe gaan zijn Portugal en Griekenland. Wereldwijd zijn de Verenigde Arabische Emiraten, Australië en Singapore het meest in trek. Het weer volop zon vandaag, tropische temperaturen 30 tot 35 graden, staat weinig wind. De komende nacht helder en warm, morgen maximaal van 35 tot 39 graden. In het uiterste zuiden kan het dan lokaal 40 graden worden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
inside, man. Cause you don't need a the house already. Chat out. Angie Angel run the route. Long time we have struggled and I go through the race. In the Almighty God, you know we have the outfit. Long time we have struggled and I go through the race. Yellow the road, one problem create. Hold up your one wave, then my hand clap, clap. You man love you bad, that's why I sing and I shock, shock. The end, they my cackle and the dog, they my quack, quack. Yet still are you, they can't stop. What? Your big niche account.
and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Michelle Obama.
Welcome to the White House for the latest in our series celebrating the music that has shaped our American story. And as someone who always shares this house with brilliant, creative, talented, somewhat stubborn women, I think Women's History Month is the perfect time to honor a few more, the women of soul. This is a really good lineup. And I want to thank our performers for this evening. They are fantastic. We've got Tess Ann Chin here. We've got Melissa Etheridge. We've got Aretha Franklin. We've got Ariana Grande. Miss Patti LaBelle. Janelle Monáe. And Miss Jill Scott. I can't wait. Finally, I want to make a quick public service announcement. When Aretha Franklin first walked into Fame Studio in 1967, most of the other musicians had never heard her sing live before. When they did, one of them said, "The floors rumbled and the walls shook. My brain shook. It was magic." So my advice to everyone tonight is simple. Hang on. The Queen of Soul is in the building. If she blows your mind, it'll be okay. But that's what soul music does. It makes us move, and it makes us feel. To quote Jill Scott, soul music is about reaching and touching people on a human level. For many of the performers here tonight, it all began on Sunday morning. Growing up in Detroit, Aretha sang at her father's church and recorded her first album at that church when she was just 14 years old. Patti LaBelle was painfully shy. I cannot believe that, but this is what I have been told. Until she sang a solo in front of the congregation and got a standing ovation. That's when she realized she could do something special. Aretha had already won 11 Grammys by the time Janelle Monáe was born. But as a teenager struggling to make it in New York, Janelle worked as a maid, singing for the other women as they cleaned houses together. And she says the experience inspired her to write music for people like them, because they need it the most. And ultimately, that's what soul is all about, telling some truth. And tonight, we're in for a healthy dose of truth from some of the finest voices there are. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce a true American treasure, the one and only, Miss Patti LaBelle.
Mr. President, Mrs. Obama, I would like to say thank you for the 5 years that you've been in this wonderful house. You have taken us places that no one has taken us in many, many years. Somewhere over the rainbow. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Grammy-nominated Janelle Monáe.
Wow, Mama Patty, phenomenal. I just want to say thank you so much for having me here tonight. Tonight, I'm just privileged to share this stage with two legends, Miss Aretha Franklin Miss Patti LaBelle. Both of them have had a significant influence on all of us here. And for me, I'm just happy, honestly, just to watch, to listen, and to learn. There's another artist who I also love, like Miss Franklin and Miss LaBelle. She owns every song she sings. Her name is Shirley Bassey. And you just might know this song.
And gentlemen, two-time Grammy Award winner, Melissa Etheridge.
Let me tell you, you know, when it comes to soul music and rock and roll, okay, from the same tree, absolutely, ever since Elvis Presley heard Little Richard, rock and roll was born out of that. So I'm going to play you a little rock and roll song, one that I know, and show you the roots of rock and roll, rock and soul, as I like to call it. Please, baby, can't you see that my mind's a burning hell? Like a razor's a ripping and tearing and stripping my heart apart as well. Tonight you told me that you wait for something new. And some other woman is looking like something that might be good for you. Yeah. Go on and hold her till the screaming is gone. Go on, believe her. When she tells you nothing's wrong.
I'm not afraid to Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the winner of season 5 of The Voice, Tessann Chin.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Mr. President, Mrs. Obama. It's a tremendous honor for me to be here tonight. Growing up in a family of musicians in Jamaica, there was never a time that I wasn't exposed to music of all kinds, including the great female artists of our time. Though I never saw her in person, the music of Miss Donna Summer was always a part of my life, and my parents made sure of that. She was a remarkable singer with an amazing voice, and I am thrilled to perform this in her honor tonight at the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 3-time Grammy Award winner, Jill Scott.
Ah, thank you so much. What a warm room this is. Ladies and gentlemen, Aretha Franklin is the essence of freedom. When I was a child and I heard that voice, I'm washing dishes or vacuuming or whatever it is that my mother made me do. To hear that voice allowed me a certain level of freedom. It's a soul glow. So tonight, in honor of that and of that incredible woman, I'm going to be singing one of her songs. You can sing along if you want to.
Mr. President, Mrs. Obama, what's up? How are you? Good to see you. It's good. It's all good? All right, good. So thank you for having me. I'm going to sing a song by a woman who's inspired me endlessly since I was a little girl, and I'm going to sing I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston.
Cause I'll never change. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Queen of Soul, the legendary Aretha Franklin.
Loved a man the way.